Royce, welcome to the Bob Siegel Show.
Yes, Bob. Once I ask a practicing medical physician to tell me in his best and most concise words, what does a doctor do? And he answered, "We study healthy people and healthy organs." And so, in light of that, I was wondering, what does a Christian apologist do, and what gives you the confidence to enter the public square to be a Christian apologist?
Well, I think you're asking a really good question, Royce, and I appreciate it. A Christian apologist is one who believes that people don't have to throw their brains out the window to be religious.
Okay.
I believe that the existence of God can be defended scientifically. I believe the rationale and logic of the existence of a supreme being can be defended philosophically. I believe, this is very important, that the resurrection of Jesus can be defended historically by eyewitnesses and historians even outside of the Bible, and that many of the events in even the Old Testament can be defended archaeologically. So that on so many levels, I believe that when we read the Bible, we're reading a historical documentation of true, not blind faith, but true interaction from God. And that is what a Christian apologist does. We are people that reason it out. Now, I do believe that if the Spirit of God doesn't do a work in somebody's heart, that none of the reasoning in the world's going to make any difference. But at the same time, people do ask reasonable questions, and they're entitled to reasonable answers. The phrase apologist was first coined in the second century when ancient Rome was accusing Christians of things that they weren't really doing, and also accusing them of being anti-intellectual. And so the early apologists, men like Justin Martyr, defended the facts of Christianity, that Christ's resurrection from the dead was cataloged. It was in the archives of Pontius Pilate. Any Roman emperor could check the archives at any time, read Pilate's own report, even Pilate's report that he had risen from the dead, a report so convincing that even Emperor Tiberius was overwhelmed by it and wanted to classify Jesus as a god through the Roman Senate. But they also defended Christianity morally and made it clear to the emperors that they were not really enemies of Rome. Let me give you a chance to respond, but that's my definition of what an apologist does.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And one other question, just a follow-up question. When did you decide, or did you decide, were you kind of like the ugly duckling that didn't know that that it was a swan until you saw a swan? And I was just curious about, how did you become an apologist?
I was raised in a very liberal Jewish family, which meant that we were Jews culturally, but not religiously. My parents were actually atheists, and I knew nothing about Judaism, Christianity, or any other religion. In my second year of college, I had a mystical encounter with the Spirit of Christ that just knocked my socks off. And I, for want of better words, I actually met God. Nothing short of that would have convinced me. And because my orientation to this was not having been brought up in the church, because I came in, Royce, through a back door, so to speak, because on a Monday I did not believe, and on a Tuesday it wasn't even a matter of believing it. I knew for a fact that it was true. Apologetics just got right into my blood.
And
so this was one way of defending it was, well, you can meet the Spirit of God and find out for yourself. Another way of defending it is, well, if you're not open to even receiving the Spirit of God, then check some of the historical evidence. So it made me interested in everything from fulfilled prophecy to archaeology to history to everything.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Bob.
Thanks for listening, Royce. I appreciate it. Call us again sometime.
All right.
Okay. Take care.